guys, welcome to another episode of Explain It To Me. This is a bi-weekly neurology podcast in which I, your host, Dr. Bill Okoda, will discuss a topic in neurology and epilepsy. Today we will be talking about focal cortical dysplasia. Focal cortical dysplasia, or FCD, is a term used to describe focal area of abnormal brain cells in organization and development. So it's just as the name sounds, it's focal, it's in the cortex, which is the brain, and it's dysplastic, meaning it's abnormal, abnormally organized and developed. Brain cells or neurons normally form into organized layers of cells to form the brain, which is the cortex, during development. If any part of this is disrupted or if there's disorganization, then you will have what we call FCD. There are different types of FCD. There's three different types, and it goes from the least epileptogenic to the most epileptogenic, but that's not always the case. And all of this is under microscopic examination. So just by looking at FCD, you won't know what type this is. So type one, the organization is abnormal, like we discussed. This can result in seizures. Usually EEG will confirm the finding. But interestingly, because this type is type one, you might not see it on MRI and would need a PET scan to get a closer look at it. Now, this is as opposed to a type 2, which is so abnormal that you will see it on an MRI. And then you have type 3, which is even more abnormal and often associated with abnormalities around it, such as strokes, traumatic brain injuries, or hippocampal abnormalities. So what type of seizures may be seen with FCD? Just going back to the types, type 1 and type 2 are the most common. Every once in a while we will see type 3, but regardless, all of them are associated with focal onset seizures, which can progress to generalized tonic-clonic seizure activity, can also present as infantile spasms early in life, and be associated with Lennox-Gastaut syndrome. So how is FCD diagnosed? Well, the diagnosis is based on initial strong clinical suspicion by your physician based on a detailed history and physical exam. Usually seizures due to FCD present early in life before the first 5 years. However, it can also happen a little later in life, but that's rare. Most often seizures happen before the age of 16. Very, very less commonly, they will occur in adulthood. With FCD type 2 being one of the most common type of presenting early in childhood. Sometimes if you have FCD type 3, this can present later in life, but again, all of this is a microscopic finding. You won't know just by looking at it what type of FCD you have. Regardless of what kind of FCD you have, again, the seizures tend to be focal. The treatment here is going to be with anti-seizure medications, but one thing to note that is with FCD, you might also have other issues, especially if the seizure started early in life, such as language delays, weakness on one side or the other, or visual concerns. An EEG will help you with the diagnosis because it'll show irritated brain waves or spiky brain waves in the area where the FCD is. Oftentimes the MRI will pick up the abnormality as well. The treatment, like I mentioned, is with anti-seizure medications, but in the event that the anti-seizure medications don't work, and you know there is a high incidence in which anti-seizure medications don't work for FCDs, it really depends on how extensive it is. A surgery is something that can be considered as well. So what causes FCD? Well, you know, like we discussed, it is an abnormal formation and migration of brain cells in the womb. However, there could be some occasions where genetics plays a role. There are genes such as DEPDEC5 that can result in FCD in multiple family members. It's not a very common genetic disorder, though. So for the most part, we don't know what causes FCD, but definitely genetic mutations can do that. Sometimes having infections in utero can also cause FCD, viral infections while the mom's pregnant, pregnancy-related infections in mom can lead to FCD in the baby. Also, if the baby has a viral infection early on in life, a specific viral infection that affects the brain. However, again, that's not as common just because we're pretty good with maternal monitoring at this point. So again, the vast majority is unknown, but genetics and illnesses, specifically viral illnesses, can play a role. And with treatment, I already mentioned anti-seizure medications and epilepsy surgery. Epilepsy surgery is something that we do quite a bit of in patients with FCD, especially if it's in an area where we can do a focal resection and not cause any issues. Surgical success, if you're able to get all of it out, is about 50 to 60% in terms of seizure freedom. You might still need one or two medications depending on how much you started with, but overall, a lot of patients, if we can get the majority of the dysplastic tissue out, do pretty well. Now, if the FCD is in an area where you can't take it out, or cannot take it out, then RNS, DBS, or VNS could be used to reduce seizure burden, but is unlikely to result in seizure freedom. Other options are dietary therapies such as the keto diet, modified Atkins, and low glycemic index diet. So that is FCD in a nutshell. It is not as uncommon as we might think it is. We see it quite often in the epilepsy world, but the outlook really depends on how extensive the FCD is, what grade it is, and how much it affects the child or the adult. Treatment, of course, anti-seizure medication, surgery, diagnosis, EEG, MRI. I think if you or someone you know has an FCD, it really makes sense to be seen at an epilepsy center where they do specialize in this and can offer you the best treatment options. Thank you for listening. I will be chatting with you guys again in a couple of weeks. Mostly, I'm going to try to stick to epilepsy subjects in the first few months, but then I might venture off to other topics in neurology. So please do let me know if there's something you want to hear. Thank you for listening.